You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't kiss men.
Why?
But I kissed him.
Over the weekend, the highly discussed summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin was held in Anchorage, Alaska, to discuss the terms for an end to the war in Ukraine. The summit, which lasted for a total of less than 3 hours, resulted in no ceasefire terms or any formal deals being achieved. Putin's conditions for an end to the war remained unchanged, with Trump walking away from the summit, ruling out Ukraine's NATO membership or reacquisition of Crimea. Ukraine, who were excluded from the summit, criticized its direction, with many critics describing it as an optics victory for Vladimir Putin. I spoke with Stefan Hoadley, a retired professor in international relations and politics at the University of Auckland, to discuss the Trump-Putin summit, as well as the hypothetical upcoming summit between Putin and Zelensky that Trump had also proposed. What was your reaction to the recent Trump-Putin summit that happened over the weekend?
The summit itself was a spectacle of United States hubris, with B-2 bombers flying overhead and F-35 fighters in the background, the red carpet. It turned out to be a lot of theater, and although we're happy to see the two protagonists getting along, we hope that that has some impact on the real world of combat and rivalry. But in the end of the day, we found that no progress was made whatsoever. Trump had retreated from the idea of a ceasefire, tried to redefine the terms of the discussion. The press conference was canceled, the lunch was canceled, and the whole thing began to look like a bit of performance by Trump, again, to put him in the center stage and in the world spotlight, which he was. So he did achieve that end. Probably every country in the world ran television shorts of him and Putin meeting. And so he is by far the most famous, the most recognizable figure on the planet, maybe of the whole century. Was anything accomplished in terms of the war? No.
Some critics have described the meeting as an optical win for Putin. Is this something that you would agree with?
Yes, I would. Putin was, as many commentators said, was brought in from the cold. That is, he was a pariah. He was an international criminal court indicted person for war crimes. He would be arrested, theoretically arrested, if he stepped into any of 120 different countries, not the United States, because the United States does not recognize the authority of the International Criminal Court, neither does Russia. So the choice of Alaska was perfect, not only because Putin could avoid the risk of arrest, but also because Putin could show that he was a world leader equal in stature to Trump, and also allow the Russian hyper-nationalists back home to toy with the idea of getting Alaska back again under Russian control. So it was an absolute triumph for Putin.
Following the meeting, Trump made a post on his Truth Social account, placing the onus of achieving a peace deal on Zelensky, and also saying that NATO membership and reacquiring Crimea would be off the table for Ukraine. On top of the fact that the Trump administration isn't pushing for further sanctions on Russia, what do you think that this signals to Ukraine and the international community regarding the Trump administration's alignment in this conflict?
Certainly, it seems like Trump is playing the role of a bully. He is exercising American power, not responsibly, not in consultation, not in coordination, not for the common good, but for his personal good and his personal acclaim. Putting the onus and the blame on Ukraine is like blaming the victim for a crime. And it is quite clear to me that Trump also wants Ukraine to surrender portions of Donetsk and Luhansk in return for some temporary peace or at least ceasefire. And that is something Ukraine will not do, and I don't think the West wants Ukraine to do that, because Ukraine has a fairly well-defined defensive line built up where the current battle line has stabilized more or less, and that to move backwards is to abandon that fortifications and trench work and other kinds of barriers, and to make Ukraine more vulnerable than ever before to Russian breakout. So the Trump's whole approach to the Ukrainian conflict seemed to me upside down. It's certainly contrary to the Europeans' view of it, certainly contrary to the Ukrainians' view of it. And government leaders, the ones that met with Trump, just have to bite their tongues and hold back their disgust for the way Trump is playing this in order to flatter him, in order to avoid his angry reactions and maybe impulsive damage that he might cause to the peace process. So I'm entirely on Ukraine's side and the European side on this one, and I believe that Trump is causing damage to the process rather than moving it forward in a constructive way.
Moving forward, Trump announced plans to arrange a one-on-one meeting between Putin and Zelensky. What do you expect the outcomes of that meeting to be, should it happen?
Well, again, Putin hasn't budged one inch. He has been perfectly consistent in his goals for the last 3 years, and in fact, in many respects, since 2014, when the first Putin push into Ukraine, into Crimea, took place. Zelensky is very much dependent on the United States and Europe for weapons, for economic support to keep his government solvent, and diplomatic support, and consequently, a one-on-one is either going to result in an impasse, that is, Putin will demand and Zelensky will say no, and they will part having achieved nothing, or maybe they'll bring Trump into the room. And I think Trump wants to be standing nearby and would love to be called in as the referee. But then again, is Trump predictable? Will Trump side with Ukraine, or will Trump side with Russia, or will he equivocate in a way that, again, puts the advantage in Russian side? That is, the Russians are advancing on the battlefield slowly with great cost, but they are advancing, and that without American weapons support, air defense weapons, 155-millimeter artillery shells, HIMARS weapons, and so forth, Ukraine cannot sustain a war of attrition for very much longer. So very much the ability of Putin to steamroller Ukraine, if the United States and Europe don't stand firm behind Ukraine, is very threatening. And that we would all, I think, be discouraged if Putin moved forward and Ukraine had to step back, because Ukraine's security is Europe's security, and Europe's security is our security, even in New Zealand and the Asia Pacific, because China is watching this whole episode. And if Putin succeeds in Ukraine, China may be emboldened then to attack Taiwan and otherwise deny the South China Sea to legitimate commerce. So there are global implications for this that go well beyond just the province of Donetsk and Luhansk and the current battle line. They echo right throughout the global balance of power.
And with Zelensky and a Ukrainian delegation being present, do you think there's a possibility that a hypothetical Putin-Zelensky summit could result in better outcomes for Ukraine?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it's good that they meet. Who can deny the fact that the leaders in the conflict should meet, and maybe they can find a formula or a direction or a talk to begin a talk? But I think we're pretty pessimistic at this point, because Russia has not agreed to a ceasefire. Trump has backed off the notion of a ceasefire. Obviously, he talked to Putin, and in those secret talks, we still don't know the dialogue of, It seems pretty clear that Trump came out second best, and Putin was very firm that no ceasefire. Well, this is to Ukraine's disadvantage, to the extent that the Russian forces are now moving forward slowly, painfully, with great cost. But nevertheless, they seem to have the front foot, and Ukraine seems to be on the back foot at the moment. So a direct summit between the Ukrainian and Russian leaders would certainly be in Russia's favor. They have the larger army. They have a firmer position. They aren't dependent on a Trump to help or harm them the way the Ukrainian side is. So I guess I would, well, I wouldn't recommend against a summit. I would simply counsel the Ukrainian side to, if things are not going well, to walk away from it at some point. Of course, the risk is if Ukraine walks away, then Trump will blame Ukraine for torpedoing the talks, and his Trump's goal of achieving peace and a Nobel Peace Prize. And so poor old Ukraine is in an invidious and unfavorable position vis-a-vis the Russian, caught between the Russians and Trump. Not having total control of the situation.
And that was former professor in politics and international relations at the University of Auckland, Stefan Hoadley, talking about the outcomes of the Trump-Putin summit that happened over the weekend. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.